You're listening to Kelly and Steve, and this is Coupled with Chaos.
90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After, Season 8, Episode 6, The Itsy Bitsy Liar. I don't know. After this episode, can you be team anybody?
No. Everybody sucks.
Or is it Alexi? Well, I guess is he the one? What did he do wrong in this episode? Is he probably pretty good? He supports Lauren?
He's good. Yeah. Well, I mean, he doesn't really, but he's going along with it because, well, do you really want to rock the boat with her?
Well, no. I think, I think at some point, right, when it comes to, and I guess this is who we're talking about first, when it comes to this situation, what should he do, right? I'm sure he tells her that she looks fine.
Right.
This doesn't sound like anything that he doesn't say. I like you the way you are. I think you look great.
Right.
If this is something you feel you need to do, then I'm here.
See, now, I would not take that stance because I don't think it's a healthy thing for her to do. Because I think it's more about her mental health issues than it is about her physical body. And I don't think that doing it is going to help her because it doesn't change her mental health issue.
But look at this from Alexi's side, right? Do you think privately that he has said, you know, I don't really think you need to do this or should do this? Don't you think he's probably said that?
I'm sure he has.
Where does he draw the line? What's he supposed to do here? Support her?
Well, she's also taking money away from her family when she has three young children.
I'll get to her soon enough. At this point.
And risking her own health.
I feel like the rest of this episode is going to be us pounding every cast member, right?
Yeah. And it's not going to help her with feeling better about herself. You know why? Because if she truly has body dysmorphia, she's going to see something different in the mirror than is in reality anyway. It will always be something. She'll never be satisfied.
This money could possibly be spent on some mental health help.
That's my whole point. She's still going to need that. Change anything. Yes.
If that's indeed what she has.
Right.
I couldn't help but
assuming that she's had a diagnosis since she talked about it so much.
One, I think, period. Any daughter of Marlene
is going to have mental health issues.
Is going to need therapy.
Yes.
This woman is not a fan of anything.
No. Boy, she is so difficult.
Is there something you can't? She'd be against, I don't know, babies or something, right? Or flowers. I hate flowers. I don't like flowers. I don't like the sunshine. I'm not looking at the eclipse. Right?
Yeah.
It could be the end of the world.
Right.
She's just
something.
So, to tell you you're a product of your parents, I look at these two and go, well, you know, I kind of see the issue here. Marlene is just horrible. But I love that she's on the show.
Well, to be honest, her husband's not much better because he goes along with everything.
So is this
and that's not helping the situation at all.
Is this what Alexi's doing then? Is it some of the same?
That's what I'm saying. They're not too far off the mark.
I don't know what he's supposed to do.
I think when you get around a difficult person, sometimes you just don't want to rock the boat because it's easier.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
And so this is where they both are.
Well, isn't this the theme of this episode then?
Right.
I mean, just in general.
Exactly.
I mean, I even look at this birthday and I cringed about the surgery and almost like the privileged tone to it. Something didn't set right with me, and I think we probably didn't talk about that, but I just don't feel right about it.
Yeah.
And now you're free to do whatever you want. Each person can do what they want. They get to do what they want with
their money.
You can
spend your money on what you want. Yeah. Right.
So I'm not going to be critical or saying you don't need it, and if you feel
but
you need it.
Don't come up and say, my kid is sick and I need a GoFundMe.
And they have not we have not right. seen that from them.
But this is a typical 90-day thing.
Yeah.
Down the road when they're not on the show anymore.
Jasmine,
so please.
Right? It's the Jasmine butt stuff. And the butt stuff doesn't sound like I meant it. But
I know what you mean.
We know what I mean, right?
So she spent all the money on the cosmetic surgery and then but they didn't have the money to bring her kids over.
Sure.
Right.
And I don't know, maybe I've just got a bias against Lauren. But even this birthday gave
me
the cringe.
She is grating on my nerves. Yeah, that was way over the top. The kid was sleeping, for goodness sakes.
Well, the birthdays, you don't have a birthday for a one-year-old. For a one-year-old. I mean, we have the birthdays, right? But they're not for the one-year-old. Right? They're for us.
Mm-hmm.
The one-year-old doesn't know what happens normally to a one-year-old at their first birthday party. What normally happens?
They make a mess with cake and then have a meltdown because it's past their bedtime.
And because of all the crowd that's there. They're not used to all of these people.
They're overwhelmed.
Well, you remember, we do cover Little People, Big World. And you remember what Tori and Zach did with the cake before the birthday?
Yeah, that was great.
They went
that
outside,
was really cool.
Had a photo thing just with them. I'm sure they had a birthday, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we know that these things aren't for the kids. It's like throwing your one-year-old on Santa's lap. They just cry.
Right.
This is something they don't know. They're going to panic and freak out.
Yeah.
So we only heard, I think, twice. 3, 2, 1. We heard that once. And I think she said it again in some other form of the, really, the three, you know, three before three.
Uh-huh.
I think we heard that once.
Yeah, I was waiting for her to say three under three, but I think they're 3 and 2 and 1, so she can't say under three anymore. It doesn't sound so good.
3 at 3 or something. It's when she
three under
them.
4.
3, 2, 1 is her new thing.
Uh huh.
She said something about issues with her stomach muscles. Is this a thing?
Yes.
What is this?
Yes. Yes.
What was it? Diastasis.
Diastasis.
Okay.
Basically,
you're the medical
person. Yeah. Basically, you have two vertical abdominal muscles, and they're like twins. They run side by side, parallel to each other, and they're against each other, past your belly button.
Mm.
And when you're pregnant, they spread apart. That's the time when they separate for the stretching of your belly. After you deliver, they come back together because it's not normal for them to be separated when you're not pregnant. And sometimes when people have C-sections, especially, the muscles sometimes don't come back together and they stay separated. And this creates like, you know, a little what seems like flab on your belly.
Mm.
Where those muscles stay apart and don't come back together, so it's not as tight as normal. And so it can cause, you know, some issues also. So generally people would want to have that repaired surgically, especially if they're done having children.
So she's doing this, and then everything else she's doing naturally.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. What a ridiculous statement. She's not having any implants is what she's saying. But she's having cosmetic surgery. I mean, and there's a lot of risk to liposuction. I actually know someone,
a woman that I
worked for, who had liposuction done and had complications.
Mm.
You can get blood clots. It can cause permanent circulatory damage. And this is what happened to her. She had poor circulation in her legs after liposuction in her thighs. And she had to wear compression stockings for the rest of her life.
Well, that's sexy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably good.
Yeah.
It's hard to get off, I think, when in intimacy. I think you just leave them on if you're being intimate. I'm just going to leave this on.
Right. Yeah, I was going to make a comment, but that was not for our podcast.
That is great. I wish we need to spend more time together. Look, if she wants to do this, she should do this like the rest, naturally, like the rest of America does, and that is get some Ozempic. And this this is the natural,
well, she's already
the new natural
thin,
one.
And that's the whole point.
She does, really, after having 3 children and 35, I have to say she looks pretty okay.
Thin.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She does. But it's still what you see of yourself. So I get that. And I think we understand there's some outlying issues.
I don't even think it's an opinion thing. I think she's legitimately thin.
Right.
I mean, look around. This is America.
Hmm. You know, she said this during, and we cringed. We watched, we saw about half of this together, half of this apart, just because of life. And she said that when they first got together, it was just a hookup. And I thought, you know, I'd probably leave that part out.
That's
you know?
What I said. I said I would not say that.
I get it. Maybe it was the truth.
This would not be something I way I would want to describe myself. Her children are going to see this someday. Oh, my mom used to hook up, so it's okay for me.
Right. Well, I think, look, the two of them, they're, I would say, other than Marlene and Lauren and their relationship and whatever issues they have, pretty normal just couple, right? Not a lot of drama going on outside of Marlene, who I would who I think should have a camera on her all the time.
Yeah, she's a mouse. I don't know how that man lives with her, to be
honest. I want a show.
Could you imagine?
With her.
The constant pressure.
I want a show with her. I want 24/7 Marlene, because it would make me seem like a positive person.
And you're not.
But I'm not Marlene.
Right, you're not that.
So there's good.
Thank goodness, because you would be alone.
Because I think when I see Marlene, I go, you know, a couple of bad days, and I could probably be Marlene.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So there's that. Oh, so that ends. So I think as we go through it, maybe we'll find someone else in the episode to speak positively about. But at this point,
I'm not sure.
It's Alexi alone.
Yeah, pretty much.
Ed and Liz.
Ugh.
So I want to get this out of the way, because I had a few minutes after I finished, and I was waiting for you to finish taking your bath. And I looked to see what taco pasta was, like a recipe.
Uh-huh.
And I found it. It's pasta. It's pasta, okay?
Yeah, what did I say to you
about this?
It's pasta
with taco seasoning. That's all you do. You make pasta, and you put taco seasoning on it.
Oh, my gosh.
That's it. I mean, it's the recipe.
What did I say to you?
It was pasta. This one was a healthy one, so they did ground turkey. This is just a recipe, so there could be other versions.
You know, I said to you that pasta is not a staple in Mexican food. In Mexican cuisine, you do not cross this line. No pasta in Mexican food.
We're
just
not.
Like would you put tortillas in Italian food? Would you dream of it? You would not.
I have to say that there's a chance that a spaghetti on a tortilla may not be horrible. I don't know.
Close.
I just think.
Would you put a tortilla in Chinese food?
I don't know.
No.
You know what
you would not.
I would eat what you want me to eat. So if you tell me this is what we're eating, here's my challenge.
I'm saying these are big faux pas.
It's very, and we could be way off base. Maybe we're, you know, in our own little bubble. Here's what I challenge you. Send me, because I have already one challenge that I have, and that is for me to create a chicken spaghetti recipe that's edible.
Please, no.
That's edible.
No. Uh-uh.
I'm going to try it. I think it's doable.
No.
And you'll go, that's not really what this was supposed to be. But I can come up. I think I can put chicken and pasta together in a way that would be better than chicken spaghetti in the form that we had it.
I think anybody could put something together that tasted better than what we had.
Yeah, I get it. So I do the same thing. Somebody send us a taco pasta recipe. Send it to me. And say that it's good, right? Don't send me some crap and make me eat some crap. because I'm not going to be happy.
Send it to Steve.
Well, it's it. Send it to coupledwithchaos@gmail.com. Uh-huh. Send us a taco pasta recipe that you go, you will eat this, and you will go, this is why people make it. And prove to me that it's not just, you know, some kind of shells, tomato, meat, and then you just sprinkle taco seasoning on it. That doesn't sound, but that's the recipe I saw.
Mm-hmm.
I think, why would I waste then the taco seasoning? Here's
right.
what I
That's
found.
What I'm saying.
That
if you're going to use taco seasoning, you know what you should have? Tacos.
Wait a minute. I had a whole line I was going to deliver. They didn't. Tacos are pretty good on their own.
Right. Do we need to change it up?
No. They've done that well. And you know what? Italian food. They've done that well also.
Yes. Yes. No need to throw something weird on your spaghetti.
Right.
Stick with what works.
Never.
People.
And I will say this to you, never, ever, ever put cream, non-diluted cream of chicken soup
on spaghetti.
On spaghetti.
No matter what else you put in it.
No matter what somebody tells you. Just stop and don't do it.
And don't pretend that it's good when somebody brings it to you because it will perpetuate the lie.
Well, there's the whole Thanksgiving story. You're going to have to wait, or you'll have to go to our personal podcast, one of those episodes around Thanksgiving, right? Probably
yeah, do that,
last year.
Because I can't sit through it again.
That's some crap. You can't sit through that story.
Honey, we've been married for almost 30 years. I cannot.
It's a good story.
Too many
you
times.
You have your best stories. That's a good story.
Yeah, so 30 times.
This, even at this, this doesn't create an argument that has canceled, like, our relationship.
Right.
This seems ridiculous.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. But, I mean, they would, you know, argue over the weather. You know, these two should not be together, and that's what it all boils down to.
How do you think, what do you think happened? Do you think Ed's scene with his sister was just purposely there to bash Liz?
Yes.
Or do you think there was some substance to it?
No, because we know they get married.
Well, I wasn't going to let that out, but
spoiler. Well, everybody knows that.
Spoiler alert. That happened.
Everybody knows that. Everybody knows they got married and they're getting divorced.
Yeah, I don't know. If at this point you don't know that, then
now you do.
Yeah, maybe I'll beep that part out.
It cannot be a surprise because we knew this before it even happened. Mm. It was like, you know, we could predict the future.
Yeah. But this is such a big fight over nothing. So let's get back to Ed's tainting, I don't know, his sister with
right,
crap talk
about Liz. This is what I said to you. I said to you, here we are again. We've been here before because obviously, we know they're going to get back together and they're going to get married after he said all these horrible things about her to his family. And when they get back together, he's going to expect everyone to accept her after he has talked smack about her to his family. And this has happened before.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a barrier to them having a successful relationship.
And it caused a huge issue with mom.
Yes, how long he was separated from his mom over this.
And this, 'cause
then she's like, well, if she's so bad, then you shouldn't be together.
Yeah. I will tip my hat to Ed. I want to congratulate him. Because for the first time, he's broken up with Liz, and it wasn't by text.
No, he had somebody else do it by text.
Well, this was the bishop called, is who it was.
Right. Yeah.
It's horrible.
Somebody else did it by text.
It's
because
worse.
Because he canceled it, the officiant.
No. Well, I think
he's
for
a hot mess.
Here's and you go, Ed seems bad, Liz seems innocent here, but I have to tell you that to see this and to bring your daughter into this mess.
Yeah. Yeah.
This
no
is
excuse.
The problem. Right.
Yeah.
She knows who Ed is.
Right. And obviously she sat there for this argument that happened. Because she was the topic of it.
He's making it seem like she went ballistic.
Right.
It's possible, right?
And so did the sister.
Mm-hmm. I don't think the sister is... I don't even think she's a reliable source in this. I guess neither do I think Ed is. And I guess Liz isn't either.
How could you?
So we don't know what happened there.
Right.
So it's other than these two can't communicate, have no business being together.
Correct.
And taco pasta is a bad idea.
Yes.
All of that. All of those things. I mean, it will never get better between these two.
No. And that's what he's saying here. And for once, he's right.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's the problem.
Right.
And she's not the problem.
Right.
Interesting. You know what? Something we forgot to mention, and I want to bring it up because I think we meet Patrick's dad. We didn't mention that Alexi's dad is here. This is a surprise,
visiting.
Right?
Yeah. Didn't know that.
I think we've seen pictures of Alexi fishing, but I've not seen, like, his dad with him. And there's a chance we just missed that. We would have reported that had we known that.
Sounds like he came specifically to help him with the kids while she's recovering from her surgery.
Mm.
That was the purpose of
the
visit.
Well, that he can get here, I think, is good, right?
Uh-huh, right.
I mean, that's something we didn't even know was going to be able to. It was talk of it during their show, but it never really came up that it was going to happen.
Uh-huh.
We meet Patrick's dad. This is, we didn't see this one coming either, did we?
No. Mm-mm.
When he said his dad was from Brazil, I didn't really think like he was still there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so this is like a thing. And the apartment.
Yeah, I got that impression.
We didn't know about the apartment either, did we?
No, didn't know about that. I did not.
So, did you see Thais's face when they said that we're still renting out the apartment to help him financially?
Yes, I did see that look. Like, she wasn't happy about that.
No, not at all. And so, this looks to be just a problem.
Point of contention.
Her face during the whole visit with the dad was alarming. Bad. Right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
She's not a fan of Dad.
No. Why is that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the thought of that they're there and it's the first night and they'd want to be alone. They spend a lot of time together already.
Right.
So I'm
maybe it's that he didn't want to get with her dad the first night. And maybe they'd agreed they would just, you know, get settled in and get over the jet lag first. But then he went ahead and invited his dad. I think maybe that's what upset her.
Dad could have showed up. Who knows what happens? I don't know. What's this thought about him having to get the blessing again from her dad?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. He asked for it already, and Dad said no. Screw him.
Married with a kid. What happens?
They're already married.
We're past
this. Don't need his blessing at this point.
You know, I thought about this when they said that, and he said, you know, you started this mess. And, you know, I'd forgotten. I really had forgotten that she lied about all of this.
Right. She was hiding it. She didn't even say she was coming here permanently or coming to get married.
It made me think of the Pedro Chantel beginning of their relationship.
Right. Right. Setting up for failure in the relationship between the spouse and the in-laws.
By lying to the parents.
Right.
It's just a bad idea. And I think and look, Patrick may have his own issues, like Pedro may have his own issues. And I'm not sure that Karen and Pedro would have ever really gotten along well, just because Karen is Karen.
Right.
But this didn't help. I mean, it didn't need a fuse lit underneath it. And I think it's the same thing here.
Yeah.
Because it seems like Patrick really hasn't done anything wrong.
No.
Big picture in their relationship.
And he was trying to get her to tell him all along.
It appears like he's a at least an average husband, average father. I don't know if it's better or worse, but there's not been things that would show you that he's doing this completely wrong.
Right.
That he appears to be taking care of his daughter.
Right.
And so I think as a dad, you'd go, I get it, right? She's not here, but I think, you know, her life is at least on a good path.
Right. She's not in a bad situation. It wasn't a bad decision, just not what he wanted from her.
I just thought that she just, her face was horrible.
Or selfishly not what he wanted for himself, being far from her.
Yeah, Patrick's baby looks just like him.
Oh, him, yes.
It's kind of like Jovi's daughter looks just like Jovi. There's that, right? So that is the thing.
We'll just leave it at that.
So how about, well, babies are precious, right? Mm-hmm. Bless their hearts.
Bless their hearts.
I love the discussion. You may have missed it a little bit. They were talking about the formula and taking formula to the through the airport. And that would have to be a challenge, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Taking powder through there, you think they would test it? I don't know how they would do this.
Yeah, I don't remember what the guidelines are. I could ask my sister.
It's fine. I mean, it's not that important. We have so much other stuff to talk to your sister about. I don't think this would be it. I did.
Yeah, she rarely talks to me anymore.
Well,
so.
You know, she used to. She was. What was her job?
She was a TSA supervisor.
Yeah, so we got all that. We know all the rules.
Retired now.
Yeah, like, who do they pull aside? That's what I'd like to know. How do you get pulled aside? What do you got to do?
Well, you get pulled aside if you refuse, like, their pat down and whatever. Or you refuse to remove, like, you know, say you're in a walking boot or you have some... you know, medical something on, a brace or, you know, something like that.
Hmm.
You have to remove that in order to be pat down. And if you refuse to remove it, you get pulled aside.
What if I have Ziploc bags of powder stuck in my rectum? Would that get me pulled aside?
It definitely would.
All right. Okay. This is just a warning. So now you know.
Yes. When you go through the 360 scanner, if something like that shows up, you're getting pulled out.
All right. So I won't do that anymore.
Yeah, don't
I'll just
that.
Tape it to me. You just tape bags of a baby formula to you, and they pull you aside, and you're doing. You go, what is this? It's baby formula, so really, and it turns out to be baby formula.
And tape a timer to you of when you're
don't
supposed
do
to mix
that.
It.
No, that's not
that's
a
perfect.
Thing. That would not be a thing to do. How about them bringing the dog? This seems odd, right?
Yeah, I was like, what the heck? He must have money to blow because that's expensive.
I saw the dog in the car. And I assume they were just going to take it. You take it and drop it off at maybe your vet.
A boarding place.
Yes. Uh-huh. This is what I thought. But so I even jotted down, well, at least, you know, they dropped the dog off. And then the next scene, they said, nope, the dog made it. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, that surprised me.
So it turns
That's
out.
That's expensive.
I Googled it real quick. You just got to have a rabies certificate. And if it's there, if it's like a puppy and their first one, you got to wait 21 days after to take the dog.
Right.
But it seems pretty easy to go back and forth between Brazil and the U.S. with a dog. Not as easy from Europe. So it's different. So if you're in Europe and thinking of going to Brazil, check. Is what I found out. So that's it. But we see his dad. So that's pretty good. So, I mean, that explains maybe at least his broken Portuguese that is, you know, somewhat, I think, somewhat decent, right? I think people criticize a lot their language skills. But for me, I go, you can communicate. If you can communicate, it works for me. I get it. You're not teaching other people, but... Like, if you can go to a restaurant, you can talk to somebody's parents. I talk to my Italian girlfriend's parent in broken Spanish, is how I spoke to her. I knew some Spanish, and she... Well, Spanish and Italian are very, very similar.
Well, okay.
Very. Conjugations are the same. Words are very similar. You'll find that they're very similar. And so I knew Spanish and she knew some Spanish. And so that's how we communicated. An American and an Italian, older Italian lady communicating in broken Spanish.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because, of course, I had 3 years of Spanish in school. And the Army sends me to Germany. They didn't consider that at all.
Interesting.
So I guess Patrick and Thais is pretty neutral. Patrick didn't do anything wrong this time, did he? Maybe inviting his dad over if he did that.
Yeah, if he did that.
If he did that, Patrick's
After
bad
After they
this
agreed,
time.
Yeah, not to have anybody over, then yes.
There's no doubt Thais thinks Patrick's bad.
Yeah, that was pretty obvious.
Because,
well, she had like a loathing stare, didn't she?
This was one of the ugliest looks I've ever seen somebody give a person.
Something tells me she can be pretty unpleasant if you get on her bad side.
Yeah, I think, or there's some serious thing in their background. You know, if you knew that, right? Maybe I've probably told you some bad things that had happened to me, and it would probably cloud a bit of your judgment if you were around somebody.
Uh-huh.
You go, oh, well, yeah, I know what you did, right? And so it's like the only, like if Patrick's dad did something bad and Patrick has forgiven him, but Thais really only knows him from the bad, then she would just think of the really bad and go, you're disgusting. And I hate everything about you. And you don't know the whatever, the 30 years of penance and forgiveness and all of that that it has taken to get to this point. So it could be something like that too.
Right.
Or
like if you have, you know, siblings that have done bad things and your spouse goes, I don't even want to be in the same room with them, but you're like, it's still my sibling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So there's that. So we're going with Patrick's a neutral. Alex is a positive at this point. Just Thais, the way your face looked, it scared me.
Yeah.
It was scary.
That was wicked.
Yeah.
Like I said, it was loathing.
Nicole and Mahmood. I don't know. You know, Nicole told him to leave, and then he goes to leave.
Very ugly.
And then he said, you know, like he's leaving. And then
you
she
think
goes,
it's because she's intoxicated?
She did. You saw the redness on her face, right? You saw that, right?
Uh-huh.
And so it's possible.
This is intoxication behavior?
I wonder, because I didn't notice it until after, unless she went and was taking makeup off and had scrubbed her face. And I think your face would be well, it's legitimate, right? Your face would be red.
Well, but we saw her slurring in the kitchen at the beginning of this.
Yeah.
In the last episode, so.
It's really hard to ever be Team Mahmood, right?
Yes.
This guy right now, if you're him, how do you feel right now? Put everything aside. Put everything we know about him away. Our inside scoop stuff. And if you're in his position, where are you right now?
Cornered, overwhelmed, and just wanting to get out.
Yeah, even not even having a place to go.
Right.
You know, and Nicole was pretty ugly with him, and he has been ugly with her.
Yeah.
We're not going, Mahmood's innocent here.
No.
But it was... It's like this is a revenge tour. I didn't get him saying he was only going to be there for 2 days. This was a bit of a surprise.
No, he said he'd only been there for 2 days, and it's not like he had been there for months.
Oh, okay.
That's what he was saying. I've only been here for 2 days. It's not like, you know, I'm comfortable.
Right. I understood it as he was only going to be there 2 days.
No, he'd only been
understood.
There 2 days.
Right.
Does that make more sense?
Yeah. It seems like in this dress, let's call it dress gate, he didn't ask her to change the dress.
Right.
It was, you're wearing that dress, I'm not going. That seems like a legitimate position to take. Knowing what we know about him and his belief system.
Well, except that putting it that way is like saying, I'm not going to compromise, and you have to do what I say, or you don't get to be in my presence.
Well, isn't that really it?
Well, they agreed that they were going to meet in the middle, and she certainly made a ton of concessions when she showed up in his country.
I agree.
On day one and two.
Mm-hmm.
And he is not making the same level of concessions. He's really not making any on day one and two.
I didn't like that the friend Julian, you know, Julian seemed like a good person.
Yeah, I liked the conversation they had outside.
I
didn't like the handling.
I didn't like the way Julian was defining what halfway was. It's not Julian doesn't get to pick.
Right, but I thought he was trying to, it was pretty clear that he was trying to diffuse the situation. and get them to talk to each other and come to a compromise.
This was not the time. I think here in this scenario, this is borderline, right, an episode of Cops beginning.
Yeah.
Because what but you I see mean, next.
I think he was trying to give Mahmood an opportunity to vent because he has no one there.
But this
I think this guy recognized that he was frustrated and he had no one to turn to say his side. So I think that it was nice of him to sit and let him talk it out.
I think he at least appeared, right, to do that, right, to be
yes.
on Mahmood's side as
yes.
so he wouldn't feel cornered.
Yes.
He tried
and I thought that was a good way to calm him down a little bit.
You know how women are. He tried that,
right?
All of this stuff that was probably inappropriate, but he's trying. But for me, the only way this is solved is separation. And I'm not talking separation permanently. I'm thinking diffusion needs to happen. What probably needed to happen there is the friends needed to get Nicole and
take her somewhere for the night.
Get her out of the house for the night. This is the solution to the problem.
Well, especially because she seems intoxicated and he's not, you know, having effective communication with him. It's just going to get elevated.
Yeah, and they can't communicate safely.
Right.
That is the solution. If they wanted to do something, that's what they needed to do. Get her out. Because she wasn't helping.
No, not at all.
She said, get out of my house. And then...
and then got mad that he was leaving.
No,
he said, don't pretend you didn't just tell me to leave. Don't do that.
I mean, if you went to the police and said, this guy, right, I told him to get out of my house and he won't get out, what's going to happen?
He's going to get arrested.
Yes.
Or taken out.
Yes. He would probably at least be escorted to leave.
Yes,
he would but be because he's a minority, he could get arrested. And so this is a problem.
It's true.
And his English is so bad. And, you know, it could really be a problem. Mm-hmm. So I think cooler heads could have prevailed here and gotten her out. Because you don't need him wandering the streets with nowhere to go.
No, and he's got nowhere else to go. And she does.
What a mess these two are.
Yeah.
I don't
you can
like,
tell that this is a prelude to what is actually going to happen.
If you don't know, I don't know, maybe what we'll do this week is on Inside Scoop this weekend coming up is we'll just kind of go over, we'll do like at the very end, look, this is where the current relationships are. And then go, look, if you don't want to know, then this is it. We'll tell you what has happened with them.
Well, we've already put all that out.
And we've done it on Inside Scoop. What we don't do is put that stuff out here. You could go back and listen to Inside Scoops with Nicole and Mahmood. But I think that would put it together. What we do is we don't do it like by show. You know, when something happens, we report on it that week and it's kind of done. Mm-hmm. Rob and Sophie, this is a low effort breakfast, isn't it?
If you can call it that, it looks like a snack.
Is this breakfast?
And I would not eat this for breakfast. No. The texture of that would probably make me vomit that early in the morning.
Yeah, would I eat fish? Should I eat what they did?
I'm guessing it was probably smoked salmon. And it tastes good, but the texture is kind of like raw fish. And it grosses me out and actually makes me gag.
Okay.
So and so for breakfast, this should be,
Yeah, fish for breakfast seems odd for me, too.
Yeah.
But
I'm not having that.
I realize that I'm probably not. This is not it. Yeah. And then you
This is expensive. I will say that smoked salmon is very expensive.
Pound, what's
it
per
pound? And he splurged in order to get this. It would be a lot. And just regular raw salmon is, you know, like $11 a pound.
And so this has already been prepared in some way. And this is
that
LA
would be
money.
Like the cheapest.
LA money, so it's probably like $5,000 a pound in LA.
Yeah.
It's probably $100 because it's LA.
Yeah, he spent his toilet paper money on this.
Wow, look at you. Look at you. I'm impressed, right? Well, this is not, this is way out of character for you. I love it.
I'm in this kind of mood.
I love it. This is the best ever. This is the best show ever that is funny, right? And this is good. This is not what you bring, and you brought funny.
I
love
what
it.
Can I say?
This is it. We're changing roles.
This is because we've spent so much time apart. I have to insert you into my life.
That has happened. You don't get another, hey now.
Right.
Hey now. Yeah. Here's what I do have to say. Sophie doesn't like cheese. My assumption is lactose intolerant, right? But it didn't, she didn't say that.
Wow.
But even lactose intolerant people.
She said she didn't like the smell of it.
Even lactose intolerant people we know like cheese.
Cheese is heavenly.
Yeah.
You know, when I found out in my 20s that I had a hereditary high cholesterol, the doctor said you can no longer have cheese. I was like, life has ended. I said, I am sorry. I will give up everything on this list, but I will never give up cheese. Mm. That is too much to ask for the rest of my life. No.
That's fun. It's a running joke we have in the house. Is, do you want
cheese
more
makes
cheese?
Everything better. Well, right? You can't have too much cheese.
No one's
There's
ever
no
said
thing.
No to cheese.
Cheese makes everything better.
But if you'd stick a ring in the cheese...
Gross.
This
and
seems
and
gross.
Then he just wiped it off, and rings have grooves and crevices. And gross. It looks like brie.
Uh-huh.
It was soft cheese.
So that means it's still in the ring.
Gross. Yeah, I think it would need to be scrubbed out with a brush.
I want to say this. Neither of them really knew if this was the wedding ring.
That was hysterical.
In her interviews, there was a different ring than that one on her finger.
Which is what she said. I don't think this is the ring. He goes, well, why does it fit your ring finger?
So he's gaslighting
but
her
he
about
didn't
the
actually
ring.
Know anyway. Yeah. And he said, if it's not,
that's
I'm
great.
Never going to tell her.
One, if she doesn't know.
These two. These two are a piece of work.
If she doesn't know, I mean, I guess go with it, right?
Right.
These two are something else, are they not?
Something else, for sure.
We have a lot of pets. Turtles, we've had fish, we have a lot of stuff. Never have we had tarantulas. Do you not think tarantulas should be in a bigger thing?
That's what I was thinking.
I don't know.
You know, I'm not a fan of tarantulas or spiders, but I was thinking this seems inhumane to have this thing in a little tiny box. Like, didn't it get like a, you know, like a full 20-gallon tank or something?
Yeah, it seems like. I don't know.
Like, it would need a habitat and a heat lamp. You know,
something.
This is like a thing that lives in warm climate. So, you know.
He put it in there with his lithium or whatever he's taken, I think.
No. Oh,
whatever
great.
Was in there, there were two pill bottles in there. I
really?
Yeah, I wanted to stop and see what they were, but I couldn't. It wasn't close enough. You know how I like doing that.
Yeah. That might have been interesting, actually.
Yeah, it could have been. But I just love that they didn't know if it was the ring.
That was just bizarre to me.
Yeah. I don't know. So.
Well, I think the most interesting part of their scene was these two have not done it for 6 months and didn't even initially consummate their marriage. What is going on with these two people? They're how old?
So
they're not,
she's 24.
They're not our
he's
age.
24 and 32, I believe. I could have Rob's age wrong. They could be 33 and 25, but it's something like that.
I'm thinking we're getting busy more than they are.
Well, so the issue was raised, right, about this dress up that was needed.
No, what's with that?
So
you know, I had to
I know
think
you
to
know,
myself was.
I know where you're going with this because we've had this discussion
about what this does to people
when I have you dress up.
Stop. Now, because when people have a porn addiction,
I take Pringles to you.
In reality, it actually chemically changes their brain.
Mm.
And what it is that gives them sexual stimulation. It changes the way their brain works and their brain chemistry in regards to sex.
Mm.
So he obviously probably has some kind of porn addiction and watches it so much that he can't get aroused now in normal ways. He needs this dress-up character stuff to pretend she's somebody else, I guess. And so I can't say I blame her for not being interested in having to be somebody else.
Right.
Yeah, he's got a problem. This is big red flag for a new relationship.
I guess I just don't understand. The thought would just be you just put two naked people together.
I'm saying this should be easy.
Things happen, I would think, you know?
Right.
That's how it works.
You know, have shoulder surgery and have to wash somebody and see what happens.
You know, this is what I would say, right?
Uh-huh.
Just take care of whatever after bath routine that your wife does. Just do that for her and just watch what happens. Right. I think that is just something that happens.
Even with, medical apparatus in the way, you'll find a way.
Right. It's like Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park, right? It will find a way. Yeah. So if I have to put Brie, if I have to rub you in Brie, then whatever it takes. Oh, look, I don't want, as bad as this is and looks about Rob, the glaring thing for me in all of this is the lies that Sophie told about being with a woman.
Yes.
They replayed the scene. And I have to tell you, when that scene went past the first time last season, my assumption was that she hadn't been with a woman.
Right. And she knew that would be what he would think. She hesitated in her answer to think of a way to answer that wouldn't be a lie, but wouldn't be the truth.
This is a bad lie.
That was really bad.
It's a bad, bad lie, right?
Yep.
Now, you could say, well, she never said that. I guess you could defend her and say, well, she didn't lie.
Right? Yeah, but they weren't married yet, and he was asking her a very specific question, and she just didn't answer the question.
She knowingly said something to mislead him.
Didn't answer the question, right. And made it sound like the answer he was hoping for.
Bad.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because this was a time for him to make a decision if he was still interested in marrying her or not.
Yeah.
And she knew it.
That's what I mean.
And she avoided giving the truth.
This was probably who I thought about when I thought, you can't take anybody's side. Everybody's
bad. Right, they're all bad.
Yep. Bad,
they're all doing the wrong things.
This is bad. Well, she doesn't kill snails, so I guess that's good. She said in the rain, the snails would come out and she would save the snails. Remember in Virginia? It would be one time of the year. I think it was like October or something.
Well, they were so bad at getting the dogs water dishes.
It would be
dishes.
The frogs. No. So that would be two things. One, the frog. You'd turn on the lights in Virginia at like a certain week out of the year and all these tiny frogs, probably 100
Yeah, we would be sitting at the dinner table having dinner and the glass patio doors would get covered in tree frogs. It was crazy.
No. The worst part of it, though, is then when it rained or something, what would happen is the slugs would come out.
Yeah, the slugs. They'd get in the dog's water dishes and leave slime trails all over outside. And we would just take salt dispensers and pour it on them. It was
nasty. It, right? It's probably cruel. We were cruel to what do slugs do?
Somebody, they're nasty.
If you send us recipes.
They're like snot.
Also, what is the purpose of a slug? What do they do?
They make stuff nasty.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah.
So what it would be if we put our dog's water dish outside, we would put a ring of salt. We would just buy some salt and put it around it to keep it from getting to the dish.
Disgusting. Because nobody wants to wash something a snail's been on either, because it is slimy, nasty, or slug. It's basically the same thing. I mean, they're like inside what a slug is.
But they're big, and these slugs in Virginia would be the size of my arm.
Yeah, they're nasty.
Yeah, so I couldn't help but think of that when she said snails come out.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of too, the slugs.
Gross. So there's no win in there. These two have both just done bad. I don't know. Do bad people deserve each other then? You go, you know what? Y'all probably deserve each other.
They probably can neither one be successful in a relationship at this stage in their lives. They're just not ready.
Not ready. What is Emily and Kobe's scenario? Look, I want to say this right off the top. Kobe's friends are not acting like friends.
No, they're not.
They're not. This is
they're
not,
already married. They should just be supportive. Period.
Yes. This is the they are bad people. And this is a very toxic situation for Emily to be in.
Yes, but here's what I think.
But she can't handle this.
Should happen.
She can't handle it, and Kobe needed to stop this before it happened.
Here's what I think is happening, though. I think he did right in defending her right off the bat. That was his instinct, and that is a good sign about their marriage. However, she has continued to play right into what they're saying about her. And because she is doing that, it is making Kobe start to think, you know what? I see exactly what they're talking about. This is bad.
Well, she, look, I mean.
And he can no longer defend her.
She actually is who they say she is.
That is correct.
So,
and she is just showing that 100%, and it's really making Kobe pause.
Yeah, because.
And she's doing it.
Yeah. And I think she knows, like, it would be, you know, we talk about me frequently when I go into a meeting and I try not to be an asshole in the meeting to people. Like, hey, don't be nice. Don't be an asshole. Don't be an asshole. Even though you're right, don't be an asshole. And then the meeting goes in 15 minutes, I'm an asshole. So it's the same thing here. Emily, I think, is going in and go, I want to prove that, you know, I'm a fun, good person. And then it doesn't, you know, and she can't make it 5 minutes or 15 minutes. And then she snaps into who she really is.
Right.
She's not capable of maneuvering that scenario. She's 1-on-4. And Kobe in this scenario is probably a half of a person, right? Because he's now not, he's worried about what he's going to look like to his friends when he defends her. And so she's cornered with no help. And so I get it, right?
Right.
It doesn't mean she's not bossy and not controlling, but.
This, she most certainly is.
Yes, but this is a situation that she can't win in.
Yeah, and she's making it worse. She's making it so he can't defend her because it's not defensible. He's trying. She's defeating herself.
Where he was good last week. I wasn't as impressed with him in the club this week as I was last week.
And that's why I said it, you can see the shift happening. It's because her behavior is so bad that it's making him second guess.
Well, so why does this... This would be easier if we talked about this before. So I'm hoping you say what I want you to say. Why does the relationship work between Emily and Kobe? Why does it work?
Because he is willing to compromise. Mm. It doesn't bother him as much as it bothers his friend.
Right. That's it.
He accepts her as she is.
Mm-hmm. And loves her.
Otherwise, they wouldn't be married. Right.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to do what he has to do, make concessions to make it work.
And he's okay with that.
And he's okay with that. That's his lot in life. It's something he chose to tolerate for the good of their relationship.
Sure.
And so if he's fine with that, then that's between them.
Mm-hmm.
That's his choice. He can choose to suck it up and say, you know, this is it. It's how it is, and I'm okay with it.
Hmm. And so I would like him to say there, we're already married. We have this worked out. Let's talk
about
something else.
And I think he did say that at the beginning, but she played into it. She's doubling down in front of everybody, and it's embarrassing him.
Yeah, I don't like the bold guy talking about how this is not how women here do things.
Right. Well,
they're just digging at her about not
cooking.
Because, you know, she probably doesn't cook at home.
Right. Well, she lives with her mom, so she doesn't have to.
Her mom probably makes the meals, I would assume.
Right.
And so this is a dig on her about that. You know, as I was watching this, I thought, you know, I kept thinking, you know, Emily's bad Emily, bossy Emily. And then when we got to that scene in the club, I went, you know what, these dudes... They're like the goofballs.
They're really trouble.
Yeah. And so it's got to be. Look, we're married. We're happy. I mean, they do.
Right.
Because I think
they are. And he did say that at the beginning.
Because I think they are happy.
Right.
I think this trip to Cameroon was just trouble.
Yeah, I think in this environment, she should be sensitive to the cultural difference and realize that this would make him uncomfortable.
She can't. She's not capable of that.
Right. And that's what I mean. So this is a recipe for disaster because she's not mature enough and doesn't have enough self-control to be able to make this a tolerable situation.
What does she do when the friend says, bringing us to a club is a mistake? Women from Cameroon bring us to their house. What should she have said? Or what could she have said?
I must have missed that comment.
Oh, yeah.
She could have said, I'm not from Cameroon.
Well, I mean, for me, it was, I just think that you just get past it. Well, I understand that. Right? She tried to say, we're just here on a, you know, we're just here for a couple of weeks. And they came back with, well, you have an apartment. You could have made something. You know, it was just all of that.
Again, I would have said, well, I'm not from Cameroon. I'm American. So
yeah.
I'm treating you to a little bit of my culture.
Right. She just got really defensive. And because it's, mm-hmm. look, I don't almost blame her because it's really hard. 1-on-4. You know, early in my management life, I would have thought I could go into a room 1-on-4.
Uh-huh.
You know, because you think, you know, I can handle myself. But you find out that you can't.
Well, I mean, she acts like a person who's entirely confident about who she is. That's the persona she puts out. But she actually shows herself to be insecure because she can't just be herself and be comfortable with that. She has to defend herself all the time. Mm. And that tells me she's not secure in who she is.
Yeah. I didn't like this conversation with them about the ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, that's messed up. That's just trouble. And she should see that that's irrelevant at this point.
Yeah, because it was still information from the friends that she doesn't trust.
Right, and she implied that she was questioning whether or not he was being truthful. And that's messed up. Even if it was a lie. I mean, how long have they been together? Long enough to crank out all these kids.
Yeah, and I think they have proven themselves. You know, when you get outside of your comfort zone, you know, everybody
right.
has
I
a
mean,
rhythm and a way of doing things. And they're outside.
If she doesn't know who he is by now and isn't comfortable with that, then they got real problems.
She did seem a little, I would say, like Nicole did in her kitchen. She did uh-huh. seem like she tipped back a few before this conversation.
Yeah, she was slurring. And I think if I were him, I would have put a stop to the conversation and said, well, I'm going to exit now and we can resume the conversation when you're sober.
I don't think you can do that. I don't think she's a person you can do that with.
Well,
do you?
That's how I would have ended it.
I mean, you still got to go back to the same room.
Well, but you can't reason with someone who's intoxicated,
yeah.
and that's the bottom line.
Yeah. She said the past is the past, but...
It's only going to get worse trying to continue a conversation with somebody who's lit.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's going to say things that you want to hear, so...
I loved it.
You know, that, it's just going to get worse.
That conversation she had with Kobe's roommate, somebody that she knew from China...
Uh-huh.
That said, well, you know what? You are bossy.
Right.
She really said the same thing that
yes.
the friends were saying.
Yes. But she could take it from her because she knows her.
Yeah.
I think maybe that's part of it is she feels like the friends don't know her and they're just being judgmental on the surface and not taking the time to get to know her.
But they're right.
Yes,
their
they
delivery
are right.
is horrible, and
yes.
it's not theirs to deliver.
And
right?
it's inappropriate coming from them because it's not their place.
No.
They can say what they want to him, but not to her. That's overstepping.
Yeah. And when they did say it to him, he defended her. And
he did.
Even Kobe said, how did you guys end up in this conversation? And it's because she went over there and had it.
Mm-hmm.
She went over there and really, she seems like the person to me that would go in the woods and slap a bear.
Uh-huh.
Whack. You know, that's just who
yeah.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
Take it or leave it.
And then say, can you believe this bear had the nerve to bite at me?
Right. Oh. So even, like, for me, even Kobe doesn't get a win here. You know? I don't think
this is just a bad situation.
Yeah, I don't think the friends are necessarily... I would have said they weren't working against them until this last scene in the club, you know?
Uh-huh.
I just wanted...
Yeah, it does seem like they're trying to stir up strife between
them.
And that's bad. That's not a sign of a friend.
I think if Kobe knew about this, and maybe he didn't think... Like, he probably thought we were just going out to a club like he was when he was single. That this this room of judgment was going to happen. If he even suspected it, he should have not let this happen.
Uh-huh.
Because it put her in a bad spot. So I give Kobe a negative for this week, too, just because of that. Like, you know what? You lose.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's going to... They're going to get anywhere with the friends. I don't think it's going to get any better on this trip. So they probably should just avoid everybody being together.
Yeah. They just need to go home. Get home fast.
Yeah. And if he's going to go hang out with them, then he needs to say this conversation's off limits or we're done.
Yeah. But
visiting.
I mean, I guess the production team is there, right? That's why this is why
we're having
here.
The conversation.
Yeah, because what else do they got to talk about? You know, making Whoopi in the basement? What else do they have really going for them?
Uh-huh.
I mean, it'd be like Patrick and Thais. This trip to Brazil is going to be boring until John comes.
Right.
So the production probably said John's coming, right? And Kobe's friends are going to be a part of this stuff, or this is really just going to be boring people getting, because look, even this scene, I mean, I even felt the privilege of, like, when they got pulled over and Emily and the dad, and they were pulling out their passports, like it was a thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, what's going to happen? They're literally, the camera crew got out, they were filming the whole thing, nothing's going to happen, right?
Right.
But they seemed pretty insulted that they were stopped for their papers. Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Well, it's because they're Americans.
Right. I say what I want to do what I want.
Right.
We did not get... We got a message sometime during the day that there was rumblings about Angela on this one, but we are episode six in. And so I think we talked about that a little bit. I think because after the show, it popped into what was big Angela, right? Angela probably the biggest we had seen her doing a... It was like a pillow talk of her.
A slutty dance.
Yeah, it was the scene her pole dance
weekend
episode.
Porking and stuff.
Oh.
What a mess.
So I think that came, we talked about the two of them just for a little bit, you know, and I think you'd ask whether or not I thought that he was scamming her.
Yeah, from the beginning.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I didn't think it before. I do now.
Yeah.
I think 100%.
I do too.
Because we always wondered at how it was possible that he could be
that
with her.
Somebody could find her redeeming in that way.
In any way.
Just because she's so her.
Yes. And so, yes, I do think he was scamming her.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he was probably talking to other women the whole time. Trying to, you know, devise multiple ways to get here, but always keeping her as a long-range backup because she was just so desperate for it to work.
At what point is, if you're scamming somebody, do we... It would be like watching a movie and you're rooting for the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes you get the movies over and you go, hey, look, I'm rooting for the murderers. At what point are you rooting for the scammer? And this is the case where you go, well, you know what? I guess I'm rooting for the scammer on this one.
Yeah, because she's so bad.
Right.
And he has to tolerate so much.
Because
he's really working his program.
Right, yeah, it's, I mean, what it is he should write a book.
He's committed.
Write a book. It would sell out. Right. This is my life with her. This is what I did. And could you imagine the stuff we don't even know about?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Think of the stuff. The things she has said and done that isn't not even on camera.
Yeah.
I would hope he would have recorded so we get some of the, you know, like we got the Ed and Liz phone conversation.
Hot mic stuff.
To hear a real conversation between Angela and Michael.
Yeah.
I hope he's keeping that stuff. It would be something to hear.
Yeah.
For us, I think that's enough. We will have, I think for us, maybe tomorrow, our accused, guilty, or innocent episode will come out, which is typical Texas. If you've watched it this past Thursday night, you will have seen how Texas operates.
Yeah.
This is it. Welcome to Texas.
Life in Texas.
Welcome to Texas. We cover that, Little People, Big World, Seeking Sister Wife.
Land of the free and very armed.
Yes. Normally, shotguns are a bit surprising. I mean, we go straight for the pistols, but I mean, you're older, shotguns are what you're going to have.
Yeah.
So there's that. So full episode, what we did is, if you'll notice, we had 6 different episodes this week. It's a lot. Mm-hmm. So our last 6 episodes. So that's what you get. So if you don't see some of that stuff on our free feed, it is Patreon, Supercast, or Apple. Our Apple channel has all of that stuff. All of the information is in the show notes or in this tagline that you're about to hear now. All right, enough.
All right, cool.
We didn't drag that on, did we?
I don't think so.
All right, so good. You'll tell me next week we drug it on.
No.
That's good, though. I think it was a good show. Man, they were all... I mean, everybody was bad. They just
were bad.
All the way around.
Yeah.
I was really anti-Emily, and then that whole scene, and I went, you know what? Those dudes are bad news.
Yeah.
So...
Thank you for listening.
You can listen to additional episodes
by subscribing to our Coupled with Chaos channel on Apple,
by subscribing to our Patreon,
or by subscribing to our Supercast
for $3.99 a month,
where you can hear us talk about reality shows,
real life, and more on our podcasts,
covering shows airing on TLC, A&E, Bravo, and the WE Network.
Just follow the instructions in the show notes.
Tell your friends about this podcast.
And rate and review us on your favorite podcast player.
Follow us at Coupled with Chaos on all the socials,
or contact us directly by email at coupledwithchaos@gmail.com.